This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 15, do's and don'ts to make the examiner like you. You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the examiner of excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, you'll learn the answers to these burning questions. Should you shake the examiner's hand? How much should you laugh? We're going to talk about 3 do's and 2 don'ts for helping the examiner to like you.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. I'm a bit worried about you under like 50 feet of snow.
I am totally buried under snow here. At some point, I'm not going to be able to record these episodes because I won't be able to, you know, I'll have to hold the mic like out above the snow.
No!
It's crazy. We have a ton of snow in Boston, but I know that out there in Portland, the weather's looking good, so you can enjoy it out there for me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to go outside twice as long today just so you can live vicariously.
Exactly. And send this sunny energy my way.
Totally. I will do that.
Prepare
to receive sunny energy in 2 hours.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. So we had a really interesting listener question.
We had a great question. And I think this is really important because we know that even though IELTS is a really standardized test and it's a fantastic test, we know that it's not always completely objective. How can it be, right?
Of course, yeah. I think any time you're trying to assign or give a number or a letter, you know, to someone else's speaking and writing, it's really hard to have like exact same grades every single time.
Right.
It depends on a lot.
But that means that our listeners and IELTS test takers have a very unique opportunity.
Yeah. So let's look at this in a positive way, that our listeners, because of that wiggle room, because of the subjectivity of the test, you're dealing with another person. So you want to try and influence that other person in a positive way.
In a positive way. This is really hacking the exam a little bit here. So I love it.
I like that.
and so we had a great question from one of our IELTS listeners. And the question, our listener wanted to know how she can actually kind of start to kind of influence the examiner a little bit and build, let's call it build a rapport with the examiner.
Yeah.
You know, she asked, should she say something funny, or how can she get the examiner's attention? That was really the question.
Good. Yeah, that is such an awesome question. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that a lot of candidates think about before going into the exam, of course. But I think some of the ways students try to get examiners' attention don't really work. Let's start with the don'ts.
Yeah, let's break it down into do's and don'ts. So we're going to make this really clear for you guys today.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of these topics we've touched on in previous episodes. So we want to recommend that you guys go back and review other episodes to go into more depth with each of these. But let's break it down, Jessica. What are the don'ts first? What should you not do if you're trying to build that rapport with the examiner in the speaking section?
I think one of the first things that comes to mind for me is when a student walks in and walks directly at the examiner and tries to shake his or her hand before they sit down. And I know that sounds like it could work. That sounds like a polite American, you know, quote unquote, sort of way to greet someone. But it's not appropriate in this context. You know, no approaching, no touching, no sort of going into that examiner space. So what you should do is, as soon as you get in the room, just sit down where the examiner asks you to and just listen to what they say. They're in control. Just listen to what they ask. So don't approach them and sort of stick your hand in their face.
That's so interesting, because I would have thought that maybe that would, you know, I've never been in an examination room. I've never taken the IELTS. So I would have thought that that would make, maybe might be okay. Yeah. I can see how our listeners might be taking business skills into the exam. That might be what's happening here. And this is not a business deal. This is not a even a business meeting, right? There really is a difference in terms of status here.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I think status does have something to do with it. So, the examiner is definitely in control the whole time, and you're not trying to make a deal with them. Like, there's no negotiating happening.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, no, definitely not. There have been some students that try to negotiate, and that's actually the second don't. This is
the perfect
sort of segue into the second don't.
Interesting. Okay, what's the second don't?
Yeah, at the end of the exam, the examiner will say, "Thank you very much. That's the end of the speaking test." And then the examiner has to wait until you get up and leave the room, and then the examiner can turn off the recording because everything has to be on record. So some students stand up, and maybe from their culture this is an appropriate thing to do. They say, like, "So what? How did I do? What was my score?" And, like, the examiner cannot tell you. That's a huge, huge no-no for
the
examiner.
That's super annoying. And at that point, has the examiner established a score yet, or does the examiner go and take some time to think about the score?
Yeah, so the examiners, the more experienced examiners will for sure already have your score in their head. They're analyzing you the whole time, sort of adjusting in their head, you know, from a 5 to a 6 to a 5 for each thing that you're graded on. So the examiners know for sure, but the examiner still must compare what's in their head with the descriptors in front of them. For every single candidate, after the candidate leaves the room, the examiner has to read all the descriptors and really spend some time thinking about the grade. So, it's not 100% sure at that point what your grade is, but you have to wait 2 weeks like everyone else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And really what this episode today is about is moving, you know, there are certain things you can do or should not do in order to make sure that your score doesn't get rounded down or rounded up. Right, Jessica?
Yeah. And that last sort of, you know, 10 seconds before the examiner's going to write down your score in pen, that's not going to change. You want to make those 10 seconds in your favor. So don't, like, piss them off. I shouldn't say that. Don't make them angry.
Yeah, true. Don't make them angry, because that could mean your score does get rounded down. Yeah, I mean, it does happen. Totally. I would imagine I've worked in an ESL classroom before, and sometimes I hate to say it, but students that I had a personality clash with, or that seemed to be breaking boundaries, right?
Sometimes
I would mark them down just because, I don't know. I mean, we do kind of have favorites sometimes. I hate to say it.
Sure. Oh my gosh. But there are always favorites.
There are always favorites.
And, you know, there's, like you said, sometimes it's just a personality clash, but, and sometimes it's, you know, the student is really really tries to press your buttons.
Overstepping boundaries, right? But it's so interesting because we're all from different cultures, we might not know that these are actual boundaries here, right?
Yeah. And I think that's really interesting that these first two don'ts, I think, could completely come from cultural misunderstandings. The handshake, you think, oh, I'm talking to a Western person, I must shake their hand. Or, you know, I maybe from my culture, it's okay to try and negotiate a better score at the end of something. But yeah, so that's
so interesting, isn't it? Wow. Guys, we released this IELTS Energy podcast a few weeks ago, and I want to say thank you to our amazing listeners who have taken a few minutes to leave a review in the iTunes store. Thank you to Tamara, Onor, Molly Tai, Caroline, Julian TP, Mananya. Also, thank you to Keepling from Thailand, Philip Kidson from the UK, Tato Maria from USA, Amin Shirzad from the UAE, G. Capriles from Canada, Thank you to Golmo79 from Argentina. Guys, we really appreciate your reviews. And if you haven't left a review yet, please go ahead into the iTunes store and leave a review for the new IELTS Energy podcast. We appreciate you guys and thanks for listening. Today, we're talking about how to make the examiner like you on the speaking section of the IELTS, but there are four specific things that the examiner is going to grade you on this speaking section. And if you want to know what they are for free, you can get them right now in an instantly downloadable cheat sheet. If you go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation, that's allearsenglish.com/evaluation. See you there. Wow, culture's really at play here. So what are the things that we can do then? We know so far, we know what we should not do. We should not try to shake the examiner's hand, and we should definitely not try to ask for a score or even negotiate the score at the end.
Right.
But what can we do to kind of get the examiner to round up a little bit, or just to be more relaxed in the exam and have a better rapport with the examiner?
Right. So if you are comfortable and relaxed, that will reflect on the examiner as well. So if you're smiling, give a little, you know, a little laugh, a little smile, and you be respectful and relaxed, and the examiner will definitely respond favorably to that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know when we move our muscles into the smile, I mean, a lot of things happen in our brain chemistry. We know that from science, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we relax and it just makes everything so much easier.
Exactly, exactly. And laughing does that, you know, tenfold for sure. Mm-hmm. If you're telling a funny story, or, you know, saying something that's, I don't know, like, you know, just funny or quirky or something that you think is interesting, then you could totally laugh on the exam. You should laugh on the exam. If the examiner's like, so tell me about a friend that you admire, for example, in part two. And you're saying, oh man, she's hilarious. She's always really funny. And actually yesterday she did this really hilarious thing. And you're laughing, the examiner gets into the story, and that will definitely help your score go up.
No, that sounds great. That actually sounds interesting to listen to that story, right? We want to catch the examiner's interest. We can tell interesting stories in another language.
And
we should try.
For sure. Yeah. And that's the second point is to use your personality. So tell personal stories like that. Talk about things that you think are interesting. Don't so much say things that you think the examiner wants to hear, you know. Just remember that you are not graded on your ideas. You are graded just on your English, but you can help that grade go up by being comfortable and interested yourself. I think sometimes students sort of, they try and sound too formal, or too much talking, you know, like a student or a robot or something on the exam. So if you do that, the examiner can also sort of switch off. You know, if you're not interested in what you're saying, the examiner might not be also.
So that might be another misunderstanding, right? That people are going into the IELTS thinking they need to sound like a computer, or they need to sound like a textbook, or just be very formal. Or maybe they think, they need to shake the examiner's hand because this is some kind of business deal. No, none of that is the case.
Exactly. So I would approach this that, of course, it is a formal interview. Right. It's an interview situation. So the examiner does have the upper hand. The examiner is the one assigning you a grade. So remember that as far as being respectful and polite. Politeness also is a huge yes. Please and thank you. All that. Be very polite.
We could add that to the do category.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. But at the same time, it's not called, you know, a formal interview. It is supposed to be more of a conversation. So while you cannot ask the examiner questions, you still can answer in a relaxed way. So,
So maybe it's formal but relaxed.
Yes, yes. I hope that makes sense to everyone.
Yeah, that's an interesting balance. But I think it does. I think it does. I mean, we if we just take what we've learned here today. And there's another thing that you had mentioned in terms of things we should do regarding eye contact. I think this is really important.
Yeah, so this is something where your judge of another culture is going to be correct. I think in a lot of Eastern cultures, eye contact, there's different rules. But in Western cultures, having direct eye contact is seen as respectful and showing confidence. So definitely if you are comfortable with this, definitely try and make eye contact with the examiner. So make eye contact, smile, listen to what they say, and be relaxed in your answers.
Okay.
Those can summarize the advice.
Right. And I think you had said in a previous episode, what if we definitely just can't, because I know in some cultures, some parts of the world, it's really, really hard to make eye contact. And what should we do if we just can't do it? If it's going to totally mess up our speaking and our concentration?
Oh, yeah. Then don't even bother trying. You know, the examiners are worldwide, I should say. I mean, most of these examiners, if not all at this point, have worked and lived abroad in at least one other country. So examiners understand other cultures and perhaps the boundaries that other cultures have. And of course, I'm thinking of in the environment that I'm teaching in, we have a lot of Middle Eastern students now. And some of the young men that come over, maybe 18, they are not comfortable looking directly into the eyes of a woman who, if they're alone in the room with them. So the female examiner does understand that and will definitely not grade you down because of it. So,
okay, good. Yeah. So I'm really glad to hear that culture is taken into account here.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So you guys should keep in mind, well, the best possible scenario is going ahead and making that eye contact to build the rapport. If you can't do it, it's okay to look down. Do you think is that
sure?
Look
yeah.
Beyond.
I've seen students who in this exam atmosphere they'll look down or maybe look up behind the examiner. Or if I were in this situation, I would sort of choose a spot to look at that made me feel comfortable and not nervous. So if there's a poster in the room, that's a nice image, or just whatever makes you feel the most comfortable, really.
Okay. I like that. That is a really interesting point. So let's just summarize real quick, because we've thrown out a lot of really good ideas today, but just to make sure our listeners have their heads wrapped around this. So what are the few three or four things that we should do to build rapport with the examiner?
So smile, don't be afraid to laugh and show your personality, relax, try to make eye contact.
Okay, good.
Those things you can definitely write down and remember, and I promise you help your score. I shouldn't
Love
promise,
it.
But I am gonna promise they will.
We highly recommend you do those things.
and as far as the things, to stay away from, don't try and shake the examiner's hand, and definitely don't try and ask for your score at the end or try and negotiate a better score. Stay away from those things.
Perfect. This is super important to listen to this a couple of times, guys, as you're practicing and preparing for the IELTS. And remember, sometimes the little things that make a difference, isn't it, Jessica?
For sure. And I think as a last note, the last part of the speaking test, how you leave the examiner, that's your last impression. So try and make a good one. I would smile and as you stand up and leave the room, just smile and say thank you. I think that would really leave a good impression on the examiner.
That's a good point. And it can be a really tricky time to smile, especially if you think, whether it's true or not, if you think that you've kind of messed up or made a lot of mistakes, it might be the last thing that you would think of to actually smile. But it's kind of that last ditch effort. Hey, give the person a smile. You've tried your best. You're done at least, right?
Yeah. So that should make you smile.
Yeah. So relax the shoulders, throw the shoulders back and smile.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Just give them every last ounce of politeness you can summon before you leave.
I like it. This has been fantastic. Thank you for this insight, Jessica. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, great. My pleasure. Have a good day.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.